This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran today denied allegations it was responsible for this week's crash of a Ukrainian airliner shortly after it took off from Tehran with the loss of 176 lives. It is believed in the West the aircraft was brought down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. The head of the country's aviation department, Ali Abedzadeh, called on the United States and Canada to make public what evidence they claim to have, but insisted the ill-fated plane had not been hit by a missile. 63 of the victims were Canadian citizens. The head of Iran's crash investigation team said recovering data from the 737's black box flight recorders could take more than a month. In the meantime, the U.S. National Transportation Board says it's been invited to take part in the investigation, along with Ukraine and Boeing. At a political rally last night, U.S. President Donald Trump again celebrated the killing of Iran's Quds Force commander, Qasem Soleimani, and mocked Democrats for wanting advance notice of military operations. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Trump boasted of having taken bold and decisive action to save American lives. On why no advance notice to Congress on the Soleimani operation, he said he didn't have time and took rhetorical aim at Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck.
Mr. Trump's comments came after the Democratic-controlled House approved a resolution asserting that he must seek approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Preparations are underway in Taiwan for tomorrow's presidential and legislative elections. Incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen is favored to win a second four-year term. She is Taiwan's first female chief executive. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. As we noted earlier, here in Washington, the House has passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take further military action against Iran. The mainly party-line vote was 224 to 194. The AP's Ed Donahue has a report.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Massive new evacuations have been ordered in fire-weary Australia as flames continue to have their way in vast areas of the country's south and east. Here is Reuters correspondent Libby Hogan.
The mood is tense. Erratic winds are forecast across the east coast, threatening to intensify the flames. In South Australia, residents of Kangaroo Island heeded the warning and many camped close to the water overnight. A third of the island has been swallowed up by fire.
Pretty a bit stressed, but we think the safest place is to be near the sea, so that if you have to go in the water, you can. And we've got plenty of, you know, open space here. We're just hoping maybe the wind might change a bit enough or drop out.
Australia's wildfires have dwarfed other recent catastrophic fires around the world. Combining 2019's fires in California, Brazil, and Indonesia still amounts to less than half the burned area in Australia.
That was Libby Hogan of Reuters. Boeing documents just released show that employees there had a negative view of the 737 MAX design and that Boeing tried to keep that from federal regulators. Here is AP's Mike Gracia.
Internal documents that Boeing provided to the Federal Aviation Administration and Congress last month were released publicly Thursday. The documents indicate Boeing employees knew there were problems with the flight simulators for the now grounded 737 MAX jets and apparently tried to hide the issues from federal regulators. One employee wrote, "This airplane is designed by clowns who are in turn supervised by monkeys." Boeing says it is confident the machines work properly, but adds that the messages raise questions about Boeing's interactions with the FAA. The MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since last March after two crashes that killed 346 people. I'm Mike Gracia.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.